This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Ukrainian presidential office advisor says Russian forces tried to storm a steel plant that is the last defense stronghold in the strategic port city of Mariupol. And Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he will meet on Sunday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. The White House declined to comment, though. The reported steel mill assault came after the Kremlin claimed its military seized the rest of Mariupol. Ukrainian officials reported that the cruise missiles hit the port city of Odessa, killing 8 people. The Ukrainian military said Saturday it destroyed a Russian command post in Kherson, a southern city that fell to Russian forces early in the war. The Ukrainian military intelligence agency posted a statement saying the command post was hit on Friday and 2 generals were killed and 1 was critically wounded. An advisor to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an online interview that 50 senior Russian officers were in the command center when it came under attack. He said their fate was unknown. The Russian military did not comment on the claim, which could not be confirmed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said new evidence is emerging that shows Russian troops killed tens of thousands of civilians in Mariupol and then tried to cover it up. He said Ukraine has intercepted Russian conversations about how they're concealing the traces of their crimes. Satellite images have shown what appear to be mass graves dug in towns to the west and east of Mariupol. Zelensky said the Russians set up filtration camps near Mariupol for those trying to leave the city. This is VOA News. Nigerian police and officials say more than 50 people have been killed and many injured in an explosion that rocked an illegal oil refinery in southeastern Nigeria. The death toll may be more than 100, according to a report in the Lagos-based Punch newspaper. The fire is reported to have spread to nearby homes. The Imo State Commissioner for Information says the fire broke out Friday night and quickly spread to 2 fuel storage areas at the crude oil refinery, causing the complex to be engulfed by fire, which spread rapidly within the area. He says the cause of the explosion and the extent of the deaths, injuries, and damage are being investigated. A bomb blast by Somalia's Islamic extremist rebels hit a popular seaside restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. It killed at least 6 people. Ambulance service officials say the explosion occurred Friday evening when many patrons gathered for a meal to break the Ramadan fast. The restaurant is frequented by government officials. The director of the ambulance service said that those killed were mostly civilians. 7 other people were wounded. He said the blast caused huge damage. Somalia Al-Shabaab Islamic extremist group did claim responsibility for the explosion. In the United States, New Mexico's governor says that the state faces a long and potential devastating wildfire season as southwestern wildfires cause destruction and force people from their homes. Hundreds of New Mexico structures have been lost in a growing number of wind-driven blazes across the drought-stricken state. The governor, Michelle Lujan, said Saturday that over 20 active wildfires were burning in at least 16 of the state's 33 counties in the wake of winds that gusted up to 90 miles per hour on Friday. She said multiple major fires before May or June, when they usually appear, signals the wildfire season is incredibly and dangerously early. Fires in neighboring Arizona include one that burned 30 homes near an area called Flagstaff. Recapping our top story, a Ukrainian presidential office advisor says that Russian forces tried to storm a steel plant that is a last defense stronghold in a strategic port city of Mariupol. There is more at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.